in the comfort of your home. So we would like to welcome you. We have a little family here and within our bubble, bless you. And this is Kayla, and all my grandchildren are here with my children. So I believe that you're also sitting there with your family, and we are going to have a good time of worship today.
Inon do banua bi andu indi to pare ne mata kan sigani dai wa mule tungani lo mani siti grum go en na buna kito dolo tu wa mata vale lo tri se color lo da la bitch state ni mule bina kana vitura mbale mara mbale non do banua en mata kan sigani dai sha wa mule tungani en na ko komana ni ave chisu en na sigani ni nuita kan ni na o ke mbale mbale bekenda na songoni en na sigani ni ko posani kalonda na romoda en na yanga pokale bekenda en na sigani ni ko andra kini bula da maganda ba roma kina biasai buru-buru biasai biti au nitakani na roko bina tukani na ambio liba-liba ni kakamburaki ena singa bina kani kua ena ndua tukani tau sere ena singa bina kani kua ena bunuh lama ngandana ba roko tuk maikina ena matakani singa nindayu nitakani na roko bina tukani ena matakani singa nindayu is the love of God is so very wonderful.
Yeah, join us.
Hallelujah.
From your home.
Join us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of God so very wonderful? Wonderful is love to me. Isn't the love of God so very wonderful? So wonderful. Yes, wonderful. Isn't the love of God so very wonderful? Wonderful is love to me. It's so high, you can't get over it. It's so low, you can't get under it. It's so wide, you can't get around it. Wonderful is love to me. It's so high, you can't get over it. It's so low, you can't get under it. It's so wide, you can't get around it.
Yeah, hallelujah. So high.
Yeah, nala loma levu nina dakalom. Nina dakalom. Nina dakalom. Yeah, nala loma levu nina dakalom. E kale nina veya. E de de re e tawa tu kuni rawa rui titombo e rawa yalani rawa ramba e levu e tawa boliti rawa nawa nawa lama veya e de de re e tawa tu kuni rawa rui titombo e tawa yalani rawa ramba e levu. Etawa boliti rawa nao nalaloma veya. Isn't the love of God so very wonderful? So wonderful. Yes, wonderful. Isn't the love of God so very wonderful? Wonderful is love to me.
Hallelujah.
Yo. You can't get over it, it's so low. You can't get under it, it's so wide. You can't get around it,
so high, love for the last time.
It's so high, you can't get over it, it's so low. You can't get under it. It's so wide, you can't get around it. Wonderful is love to me.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for this opportunity as we worship as a family, those people out there worshiping with us. And we pray for everyone this morning, our Fiji, our nation, our people, our leaders, our government, our Vanua, our Tokatoka, our Asana, our Tikina, every family. We praise you, my God. We thank you for this opportunity. And we thank you, Father God, for your love, for your mercy into our life. And we, as we commit this program to you, O Father, we thank you, Father God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say,
Amen.
And amen. Let us welcome the Holy Spirit one more time. Lift up your right hand, 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, last week we were actually talking about the theme, which is my Jesus, my everything. And we would like to continue with the elements, the basics of life. And I know you're listening today. Yeah, you can tell us. We've been doing our prayer, we've been doing our fasting, and also the reading of the Word of God. But sometimes when you go deeper in your relationship with God, or the years of your experience with God, we tend to... we would like to encourage all of you. You may be listening today. Some of you may be tested a COVID positive, and you are being isolated with your family. Some of you never knew that you had it, but because you need to go back to work, once tested, and you know today that you are, you know, you're positive. And some of you have the symptoms. Some of you have very mild symptoms. And maybe most of you cannot go ahead or do the things that you normally do, or it's like a standstill for a moment for you, not going to school, or if you're a teacher, not being able to go and see your class, or if you're working, not able to go to work, and not able to mingle with the people around you. So whatever status that you are facing today, and regardless of where you are at, we would like to come in agreement with you today also, as we're going to be praying for those that are affected, as well as those that are just suffering from any other sicknesses at all. So take us back to what we were trying to share with us today. The basics when it comes to prayer, fasting and also reading the Word of God.
Yes.
Yeah. For these three, like when you're listening in today, maybe you raise your hand and you say, you know, I don't go to church, or I don't belong to any denomination. I don't really understand what they're talking about. Well, we are talking about a religion, and it's Christianity. And not only that, like when you listen to us, maybe sometimes we do make sense. Like you can gauge, like, okay, you know, I can understand what they're saying, but what do I do? Well, as you take that first step and you believe, or we want you to believe, that there is a God and his name is Jesus, then you need to receive him as your personal savior. And when you do, and when you acknowledge that, then there are steps and things that you needed to do. And the first basic and priority that we would like to recommend, not only to the non-believers, to the new believers, are those that they are still young in their walk with God, and maybe for us, we have been seniors in the system, you know, like over the years of knowing him. All of us, regardless of the depth, regardless of the years, regardless of the early steps that you take with God, these basics work for everybody. And it's a prayer, it's a fasting, and also the Word of God. And the Word of God, you can access it through the Bible. For those of us who have our Bible, most of the times we pick up our Bible only when it's Sunday. And I know you have your Bible sitting there with you. Or even sometimes you rush to church, or you're sitting in your home. You don't even know where your Bible is, or you don't even own a Bible. But I think most of the schools, when the school listing, the book list that comes out, in most schools, for my grandchildren, what I notice, one of the requirements as well is to have a Bible. And I'm really grateful for that, that they identify that it's something that every child should have. Well, on the other note, serving God, you must have a Bible. And if you have been serving God for all these years and you don't have a Bible, you need to have a Bible. If you have a general Bible, like it's a Bible there on the shelf, like generally for everybody else in the house, like the whole 10 of you, well, you need to go and find something that belongs to you. A Word of God that belongs to you. A Bible that belongs to you, that has your name. So it becomes one of those things that you carry with you and becomes your companion. Because the Word of God is very important. And for the students that are actually logging in today as well, you know, things that you go, I mean, you study your textbooks, you're being tested. Some of you get 100%, or some of you even fail, or whatever that you go through. You have acquired the reading skills, the skills that you read to get the intellect or the IQ. And then we don't really consider the Bible. Well, Bible is there. Well, the big difference about the Bible with any other book on the face of the earth, I believe, because every word written is alive and it's active. It can be a printed word, but it's alive. That's the big difference. Because when you believe in that word, when you read that word, it becomes alive in your life. Back to the Bible. Bible, prayer, and fasting. Well, you raise your hand, New Methodist, that's not new. That fasting is like your life. It's like New Methodist. And the New Methodist is fasting and prayer all the time. And the Word of God, Gastelev is always taking us to the basics, right down to the crunch of the matter that you're facing through the Bible studies that help us to understand the Word. Well, when it comes to the fasting, our New Methodist, you have that every month. And for those of you who do not plan any fasting at all, that becomes your own fasting as well. Because from the corporate listing of needs of prayer items, right at the footnote, that comes your personal prayer items. So if you have that, fine. But if you want to go another level higher, this is what I mean. Like, you look over the years and you say to yourself, okay, you know, I've been working, I've been earning, but I, you know, there's nothing that can show to vouch for what I've earned or to bring about whatever that I do. Like, there is no explanation to where you are at. And then you look back, all those wasted years of maturity that you lack, the wealth and the investment that you lack. And today, make 2022 to be the year that you're going to say, no, I'm going to change that. I'm going to change the momentum that I've been following for the last 10 years. And by doing that, we would like to recommend, and we will take you through the basics, through the God of Foundation program, fighting against the odds, whether you have COVID or whatever that you're going through, or you lost your job in the process, fighting through all those things and grab the basics to your heart today. And those basics are those. You need to lift up your prayer life, and you need to go through that. And also your fasting, you need to say to yourself, okay, I will abstain from the things that I desire, the things that I enjoy, because indirectly you're showing God, I worship you. You become you reign over my life. You are the sovereign God, because you humble yourself. As you fast, you are telling God, you know, there is nothing else that I desire. Whatever that is prime for me, whatever that I like and I love to do, I'll put it away because I love you. Indirectly speaking, that's what you're telling God when you fast. You're foregoing everything about your life, but you're exalting him for who he is. And that is fasting. And when you do that, I mean, wouldn't God stand still and listen to you? He would. That is why fasting and prayer is very powerful, other than the prayer itself. When you combine these two, that's very powerful. And then when you read the word of God and you capture the word of God in your heart and in your mind, and you match the two in fasting and prayer, whatever that you pray that takes you about 1 month or takes you about a year, God can answer you within 1 week. The answer to your prayer is very powerful when you do all these three. And that is why I would like us and remind us, please grab your basics or get your notebook and write down these things, because if you want 2022 to be the year for you, then there are things and conditions that you need to create to make that happen in your life.
When you pray, make sure you do it.
Yeah.
Because we talk about prayers. As I said so many times, 24 hours in one day. How many hours you dedicate for prayer?
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, when you pray, you should pray like this. Kabango, nikim do samasu, nukim masu bakongo. Kwesinika, kebakando masu.
Yeah.
So Jesus expects every Christian
to pray,
every believer to pray. Erotutubatiko, nakaitu no chisu, indo samasu, do masu bakongo.
Amen.
Kembale, okwe bakandu initu kuninda namasu na bisinga. So it's not something that we talk about and give kenalali something about the congregation. No, it's our individual life. When we talk about these three basic things, prayer, fasting, and the word of God. Word of God can be extended, the hearing, the doing it, the living it. But these are the main three things when we talk about prayer. Talking about prayer, you talk to God. You're speaking to God. The more you talk to God, and sometimes it does not have any meaning to you. You just speaking, you just rattling away with God. But that is prayer. We have to do it. And when we pray, the Bible says, when you pray, don't like other people. Yeah? Just speaking long words, speaking for half an hour, speaking for 1 hour, 45 minutes. He said, when you pray, you must really speak out your mind.
Amen.
Yeah? Speak out your mind.
Amen.
There is a relationship. So when you know how many years we've been in 24 hours. So we are encouraging you. These are the basic things. You don't have to be a tal-tal to pray.
Amen.
You don't have to be a gasiniloto to pray. You don't have to be a church leader to pray. You don't have to pray because something is happening. No, pray is part of your life.
Amen.
It's just like when you drink water. Nobody will tell you, oh, drink water. Drink water at 6 o'clock, drink water 10 o'clock. No, it is a requirement for us, 3 liters in a day or 2.5 in a day. No. You don't wait until you're thirsty and then you drink water.
Hallelujah.
No, it is part of our body needs water. Exactly, just like prayer.
Oh.
Prayer is something that you do it every day. You wake up in the morning. Say, for example, very simple. Wake up in the morning, just say a prayer. When you go and have your bath, pray while you are bathing. Before you have your breakfast, you pray. Before you go out, catch a bus,
Amen.
Or go and drive, you pray. When you are in the bus, when you are driving, you pray again. See, you are plusing every 2-3 minutes of prayer, because Jesus said when you pray, he's not saying if you pray. So it is normal for us. Prayer is a normal conversation that the people that they believe in God, they have it with God. Lord, I'm about to catch a bus. Lord, I'm waiting for the bus. Lord, the bus is taking time. That means you are praying. You go to work, you go to school. Lord, this is my classroom. I pray over my desk. I pray over my teacher. And my teacher is late or my teacher is sick today. Lord, help me. These are the basic things. So Jesus said, when you pray, that means depending on the time, but you are expected to pray. Very simple. You know, sometimes we have a lot of Bible study, very sophisticated Bible study, very deep in our Bible study. But the problem is the simplicity of walking with God, the prayer, the fasting. For those of you that watched the Power in the Word this morning, 8 to 9, I'm touching on the power of prayer, or power of fasting.
Amen.
These two, they go together. When you pray, you fast. Mm-hmm. When you fast, you pray. You cannot go without one of them.
Yes.
These two, they always go together.
Yeah.
Because when you pray, you are telling God that you love him.
Yes.
You are telling God, I'm here. You
Hallelujah.
Are telling God, I have this problem. You are telling God, I'm grateful.
Yeah.
You are telling God, oh, something is happening in my family. Whether it's good or whether it's bad. You are communicating to God. You know, when Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, through prayer. You tell God whatever you're going through.
Hallelujah.
And he will guide you and he will direct
your
you.
Path. Yeah. So as you're listening in today, maybe it's the first time for you to say, you know, to hear. Okay, are we supposed to pray? For prayer, it comes in different format. Prayer as an individual, that's you. You must have your individual prayer, like what Ngasilewe has just emphasized. And that prayer, it doesn't have to come with the highfalutin words for you to really think out the right words to tell God. That prayer, it's like you can imagine your relationship with your father or relationship with your mother or somebody close to you. You know, like when you talk to them or talk to somebody that you know will help you. I'm talking to you children that are listening in today. So when you don't know how to approach prayer, that's how you do your prayer. You are actually approaching somebody that you know. You know, he's got everything to help you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you look at your dad and you look at your mom. They are limited in the physical essence, but with God, he's unlimited. And you're actually talking to him. And the prayer comes as individual. So it can be termed as your quiet time, which means you choose whatever time that is more practical to you. Either you can wake up early in the morning. And if you cannot wake up early in the morning, then, you know, plonk some date in the evening. Gone to sleep.
Can I go back to when you said you speak to your father?
Yeah.
When Jesus said, when you pray, you should pray like this.
Yeah.
Our Father. Because plenty. If you pray alone, my Father.
Yes.
So he's talking about relationship.
Yes.
Jesus is just showing us how to pray.
Yeah, how to pray. So the quiet time, back to what I'm trying to explain to us, the different format of prayer. When you have your quiet time, choose the time that you know you can meet.
Yes.
Don't think and say, okay, I'll try to wake up every morning to come and pray.
3 o'clock.
When you know fully well that you're a daydreamer and you can't wake up early in the morning. So you plan something that you know you can achieve. And some of us, even our lunch hour during workplace, you can take a walk. If you work in Super City or you work somewhere that you can take a hike, are you accomplished too? So you're actually moving your body, working out, and also you're saying your prayer. So choose a time that is more practical to you. Or when everybody's asleep, and then you take that time for you to pray. So
to
quiet time or personal prayer, it comes in that mode. And that is, for me, that is my prime. That is the most important to me. It's not that I don't look forward for other prayer, but my quiet time and my prayer time, that's my my privy, because I know I'm only there with my God, and I get all his attention to myself, and that is your pick this morning. So you must, if you haven't had a quiet time or haven't had a personal prayer time, then you need to plan it out for 2022. Yeah. You must. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be like what I said, for you to choose the words, correct words to tell God. I always teach my grandchildren, when you wake up, when you wake up in the morning, you say, thank you, Lord, I'm alive, I'm awake. And when before you go to sleep, thank God that you're going to sleep. And said, Lord, I commit my life, I'm going to go to sleep. So it can be a two-liner, it can be a three-liner, or it can be a paragraph for family, because we you know, we also commit our children and our family life to the Lord. So that individual prayer, there's no limit. So you have your quiet time, like Juan Caselev said. You have your conversational one. Remember, you communicate with God through your prayer. You're actually talking to him through your prayer. And he speaks to you through the word of God. When you read the Bible, he's telling you. When he says, Luke 1:37, to tell you, with me, nothing is impossible. He's talking to you. He's telling you through the power of his word. So he speaks to you through his word and through the Bible, and you speak to him through your prayer. So it's supposed to be a conversation. When you're talking to him, he will talk back to you. And how do you know he's talking back to you? Pick up your Bible and read. He will guide you. The Holy Spirit will lead you to the Bible verse that he's talking to you. I know that. I've known this God, and I've walked with him from the early stage of my life. 13 years old, I really go deeper with my relationship with God. I'm 55 this year. I can say, you know, I am there with him. I know him. I know his word. I know his voice. And to reach that extent, like some of you, it's all new. Maybe sometimes you start praying, you don't know what to say. Or you get carried away. Or, you know, like it's like a hollow feeling. You don't feel anything. But prayer, when you have your quiet time, don't stop until, you know, when you reach this momentum of knowing him and you have your quiet time, or you go out to the seawall or go out to the riverbank or even to the mountain, whichever, that you go in, you know, to have your quiet time with him or to have your prayer moment with him on your own. As you speak to him, the more you talk to him, you'll come to a moment in that realm that you cannot, like, you're so filled up, no words that you can tell me. You just begin to cry. And when you do that, for you to know, you are there, right there with him. And that is the overbearing power of the Holy Spirit. It's with you, guiding you. And also as you pray, as he tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:10, that the deep things of God, he reveals to us are through his Holy Spirit. So as you pray, he will reveal to you. That takes you deeper. Back to what I'm trying to say. Like prayer, you can go to any level with him. And you have a quiet time, you have a personal prayer time, everything, every little thing. Like for me, if I'm driving, and even if I'm looking for a parking slot, yeah, it may sound like, okay, I'll walk in, or if I drive into a shopping mall or go into the mall, and I'm looking and I said, okay, you know, there's no parking spot. Simple things as, Lord, please help me to find a parking slot or get somebody to leave now so I can park. I talk to him and I tell him everything. Even the food at home, when you know that you don't have enough at home. Those are conversational prayer. And that happens every moment of your life. But the quiet time is the moment you are talking to him on your own. The conversational one is during the day. Even when you're doing your work or even in school, when you're struggling through your lesson, you tell him, Lord, you need to help me. Because the Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher or the greatest counselor. And that it says in his word that the foolishness of God is still wiser than the most wisest of men. Then who is the greatest teacher? Who is the greatest counselor? Who knows of you tomorrow? Only him. So your prayer guides you. Your prayer leads you. Your prayer make him hear. Your prayer get his eyes on you. So your prayer life, you need to pick it up. Like what I said, we are actually touching on these three basics. Gaselevu preached or studied the power of fasting this morning on the power in the word. We will try and take you slowly through prayer and the fasting is doing that already, and also right to the word of God that you need. Because I believe with these three combined, with these three, you know, combination, you can achieve anything. Students, like yesterday, last night, we were talking to one of our grandchildren. And I said, you know, what is your aspiration? What do you desire? If you have your prayer list, because he came and approached me and said, Nana, I want to continue with my fasting. I said, okay, said, if you say that you want to be in the rugby team, what else do you aspire? So if you're listening in to us today, our school children, you're listening in, you know, sometimes it becomes boring, very monotonous in school. More so now you're walking in, it's like, okay, you're supposed to be in your next year level of a school, but you go back to your old level. And the excitement, the passion for it, like all died. Well, to excite you, to give you more passion, you write it down. Mm-hmm. And write down all the things that you desire and bring it to pass. Because through your prayer and through your fasting, yesterday we were really blessed with the panelists that we had on the youth standout. One of the particular lady, the young girl, 17-year-old, all the way from Lotoka, her name is Ateda Ranito. If you didn't tune in yesterday, overview, she mentioned and she was really emphasizing on the powerful element when it comes to fasting and prayer. I mean, that comes from a student. So from there, if she can experience that, it can be experienced by everybody and anybody, regardless of the age, how old you may be or how young you can, whatever that you aspire, the little things that you need in life, write it down and take it to the Lord in prayer. Mm. You talk to him. You tell him. And you ask him. And you, you know, tell him, Lord, I want to be a prefect. Or Lord, you know, I would love to be part of this rugby team for my school. Because you look around and said, okay, there's too many of us. And I don't have the ability. I lack the talent. But with your prayer and your faith through your fasting, what more God will not do for you? He can and he will. So whatever the situation, being a student, or for us, who are actually working, trying to make ends meet, or feeding the family, or doing other errands, or looking after your children, struggling through, no work, less money, lots of expenses, all that put together, that you struggle on your own in the physical essence, you know, today or this year, try and tweak your concentration. Not to concentrate only on what benefits you in the physical essence, but turn to God in fasting, in prayer, and also in the reading of the Word of God.
When you pray, you are going past position.
Amen.
You remember the story in Gethsemane? The Bible says they came to a prayer point, but Jesus walked a little bit further, like a distance of throwing a stone. That means about one chain. He moved further. Whenever you pray, you are in position ahead of the people around you.
Hallelujah.
See? Like Daniel, when he prayed, he moved to another new position. Mm. Whenever you are prayer life, without you realizing, you are ahead of people around you.
Hallelujah.
There can be a lot of tal-tala. There can be a lot of preacher. There can be a lot of church elder. There can be a lot of leaders in the Vanua. But when you decide to have a prayer life,
amen,
you are ahead in every one of you. You can be just a normal fisherman in the village. You can be just a farmer.
Yeah.
But because of your prayer life in the spiritual realm, you are already ahead of the people that
Hallelujah.
You are with.
Yes.
So prayer life pushes you not only spiritually to God, but also physically to the people around you. Your prayer life will make you very bold, very confident, and you are very sure with what you're doing. Regardless of what you're facing in this life, regardless of the pandemic, those that have a different prayer life, they are so confident.
Yeah.
The positive word
Hallelujah.
Will always come from their mouth. During the time that people are struggling, your words will be very fruitful to the people that they hear you. Why? Because of the prayer life. Why? Because of prayer life. Because you are in a place that are presence of God.
Hallelujah. See,
the presence of God becomes yours physically. Mm. You know, when Moses was in the mountain with God 40 days and 40 nights, no food, no water, day and night. Woo! See, Jesus fast for 40 days, food only. But Moses, because he was with God, the presence of God, the body doesn't need anything because the life is there. God is there. So he did not partake any food
Hallelujah.
Or drink any water for 40 days and 40 nights. Why? Because the very life is there with God. So when you pray, you are in that presence. So whatever you do, whatever you touch, you know, your hands will be like a golden fingers. Whatever you touch, it will flow.
Hallelujah. Flourish.
When you cook, the food will be tasty.
Yes.
Whatever you touch, it will flow. If Prosper. You're a farmer, whatever you plant, you used to plant the cassava like this, and you come out cassava like this.
Oh, hallelujah.
When you go fishing, see, the fish will come to you. You remember when Peter was told, go further deep and throw the net? What happened? The fish came to the net. He was not looking for the fish. The fish were looking for the net. Why? The presence of a prayer.
Amen.
So when you become a prayer warrior, no, you are so confident. You are not full of pride. You are just confident. You're confident of what you do. Whether you become a full-time in the ministry, or you are a doctor, or you are a police officer, army officer, or you are a businessman, because of your prayer life, you are in the presence of God.
Yeah.
See? Whatever you do, you know it will happen.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you are in the presence of God. So your positioning changes because of your prayer life. The more you pray, your position changes. Now, when we go to the wedding, she will every morning. Whether it's raining this morning, she wake me up about 4:30 or 20 minutes to 5. Because we slept and it was raining. You know, it's always wonderful when you sleep and you hear the rain on the roof. Eh? Very good. Like just tablets of a deep sleep. So when I went this morning, it was heavy rain. The beauty of just standing there, looking to Mnukulau and Makuluwa, and the sun is trying to pop into this thick cloud.
Yeah.
Just your prayer life change your positioning. You are that are listening today. You've been struggling. You've been knocking on doors. You've been applying for your visa. Try to work on your prayer life. God will work on what's
going on. Hallelujah.
What you're trying to achieve, God will work on that. You work on your prayer life because your prayer life is your relationship. Whenever we talk about prayer, it sounds boring. Yeah? But when we talk about communication with God, it's different.
Yeah, it's more exciting.
More exciting.
And some of you have challenges, like you feel timid or like you fear. And sometimes you ask yourself, what am I fearful for? Automatically, you have that elements of fear. Without you knowing, but it's there. And you lack the confidence or you lack the boldness to do that. You know, the quick kill is prayer. Because when you pray, without you knowing that prayer and every prayer that you continue to do, automatically create that boldness within you.
Yeah.
So live you on the boldness and so live you on the confidence. And with, you know, the transition can be noticed by other people, but you wouldn't know. But at one time, instead, okay, you know, I'm scared to do that. Like you know the answer or you know what to do and you know what to say, but you're scared. Some of you are like just standing up and seeing the crowd, like you're scared, stiff. You can't talk. And I believe that is from the devil. Fear is from the devil. Always remember, fear is from the devil. And that timidity is from the devil. You need to override that. And by doing that, one of the prime things that you must do is prayer. But then if you're not going to know mumasu, or as in when you approach God in whatever way, conversational or quiet time, those prayers create so much boldness in your heart that you cannot put anything against it. Like for me, I love to pray and I love fasting. I grew up doing that. So I came to work, like what I said, I always share this. I lack in so many ways. I lack in the, you know, in the achievement level. I lack in the, you know, certificate, I would say, like in terms of degree or whatever that is required to go into a company or to go into a job. I lack in so many ways. There's so many things that I lack in life. But one thing that I was really confident of was my prayer life, my fasting, and my reading the Word of God. And He knows. And as I met Him, I'm already deep into the things of God. I know my God, and He was my God. I know Him. So I'm talking about somebody or talking about things that I know it had worked. It had worked in my life, and I'm, you know, definitely sure it can work in your life. Mm. And you need to take that. Like what I said, I grew up praying. I was brought up in a very simple, you know, Methodist home. I want everybody to know, and I want to talk about it. Yesterday, we went to Coast Relays, and coming out, you know, one of my oldest friends, we went to school together for, and also a distant cousin of mine, called me, and then when I came out to the car, I said, man, it's been a while, I haven't seen you. So, in the midst of a conversation, going, and she said, you know, I'm actually doing this study. And as and when they talk about fasting and they talk about all these things, I'm always thinking of you. And that was because we grew up together. We go to school together in Jasper. And she knows most of the time when everybody is coming with their feasting roast chicken and stuff for their exam, Rachel Ivulano is fasting. I fast. Right throughout my schooling until I leave Jasper, I fast in all the exam. I fast for all the tests. And she remembered. So yesterday when we met, and said, you know, whenever they talk about fasting, whenever they talk about these things, and then she opened her bag and said, look, I'm doing this fasting, this 40 days fasting. And whenever I'm looking at all these things, I just think of you. And that was during my school days. I'm 55 years old today. So I'm trying to tell you something. It had worked. It worked, and it can work for your life. And I never used to share much about it because I took it as a personal thing for me, because that was my thing. But now, looking back 3 years ago, I'm beginning to share all those elements because that's what made us who we are today, made the ministry of what the ministry becomes today, and everything else that comes in association with our life. That was because of the three basic things when it comes to prayer, fasting, and the Word of God. Back to what I'm trying to share with us today. When I walked into this company, I'm mingling with people who are graduates. You know, some of them, they are double. masters, double degrees. That didn't even deter me. Or if I'm sitting in the midst and we're having a presentation or a meeting, I don't even feel intimidated. I never have that kind of feeling at all. Mm-hmm. Even with all my lack, I'm so confident to stand there and do my presentation. I mean, I present just like anybody else would, or anybody else with their, all of their levels of achievement. Because I was so confident of my God, and that confidence came upon my life and that boldness because of the prayer life. So you need to take prayer as part of your life and eliminate every element of fear in your life. The fear of the unknown, because when you, your prayer life is good with God, oh, you will determine what is ahead of you, because you will define it, because God is with you. He will guide you. He give you the strength and he give you that confidence. You're so confident of your tomorrow because you are serving this God and you are talking to him. I mean, you cannot be having a conversation with somebody and then he will not respond to you. Obviously, he will respond to you. So as you converse with him, as you talk to him, he will talk back to you. Not only through the word of God. He will allow things to happen around your life. Indirectly speaking, he's trying to tell you, look, I'm here with you. Look, I'm listening. Look, I can hear you. I know what you're going through. He will do whatever that he needs to do. Mm-hmm. So prayer life is key. And if you're having that timidity, having that fear, take it away. For 2022, you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to approach this throne and I'm going to knock on heaven's door. I'm going to continue to talk to my God in prayer. So prayer that we were covering is a personal prayer, quiet time, and then you have your family one, which is a devotion. If you're not having any devotion at home, you have to find time for your devotion. You need to pray together as a family. You must. For me, I treat devotion very, very seriously. If I'm running late from work and I'm late for the devotion and I'm coming by myself, I'll cry halfway through as I drive. I'm so disappointed with myself for missing out the devotion. And if I come in, Sonny, my one of my grandchildren, you know, because he's like, sometimes I look at him and well, just like me, he will come to me and say, okay, Nana, you are late for devotion. You know, that really just make it so much worse for me. Or he'll tell me, Nana, when you come in, we were doing the Jesus is Lord. And all those things. Because for me, devotion, maybe to us, it's like, okay, it's just a devotion. No. Your prayer comes in stages. It comes in your personal, comes in your conversational, comes in your quiet time, and comes in your devotion. Whatever list that you've written, you continue to carry forward your list, your personal listing, and as well as your family listing. So devotional, it's very important. You're praying together as a family. You're coming in agreement as a family. And then you can have your couple. Mm-hmm. If you're married, you must have a prayer time just for you and your husband or you and your wife. Like for us, we do that every morning of our life. Only on Sunday, he goes on his own because we have other senior pastors that come that they would like to fellowship with him. And if I'm there, they don't. So it's good time for him. And not only that, for me on Sunday, I try to prepare my family. I check on our lunch because we will be taking part at 10:30. Mm. So that is why I don't go on Sunday mornings. And you must find time to pray together with your couple. The list that you have, like what I said, you have your individual listing.
House, car.
And then you have your couple listing, whatever that you desire as a couple to see through for your children, the prayer list for your children. And then you have your devotional one. You must have. All those prayers are all prayers. And then you have your church one, like you're having today. Welcome. So you're joining this church and you're tuning into the church. And it is our moment of prayer together. Mm. As we pray for the prayer request or pray for healing, that is a corporate one. It comes as a church or comes as a ministry. That is a corporate one. The most important one that I would like to, you know, really pinpoint to you today that you must, you can't go past it, is your personal and also your quiet time.
When you pray to, it's not limited to your need. When I used to work with Pacific, we pray for mechanical problem.
Yeah.
We pray for the engineers. We pray for the pilot if the mechanical start to roll on and can affect their flying hours. We pray for their good heart.
Workplace.
For them to continue to work. We pray for the weather, especially this time from October.
Yes.
This time from October to March. We call it a cyclone season. We'll pray for our service to Vanuatu. There's a tropical disturbance between Fiji and Vanuatu and New Caledonia. Because that's a normal pattern. It's nature. So we'll pray for Vanuatu, our flight to Honiara, to Solomon Island. We'll pray for the flight to Tonga, to Samoa. We pray for everything. And normally, don't shy away from telling God in your workplace. Now, for me, so many times when we have mechanical, we know, sorry, or in Auckland, sometimes there's a snow in Wellington and our plane cannot land. You know, already forecast that there's a possibility of not landing. We will pray. And miraculously,
oh, hallelujah.
Miraculously, some somehow when our plane comes into Wellington or Christchurch, the snow will be clear. So many times happen in Osaka and also in Narita. That's both in Japan. Especially the time like this. And in New York, in Los Angeles. I tell you, my friend, not only in your workplace.
Yeah.
Most of the boys, you rugby boys that you've been watching. No, now it's becoming normal that people pray before they, in their preparation.
Amen.
They pray before they run onto the field.
Yeah.
They pray before they come back. You see the seven-a-side in the Olympic in Tokyo, in Japan. So prayer is not something that just for religious people. No, prayer is for relationship people. The people that they know God.
Yes.
People pray when they go fishing. People pray when they go planting. So prayer. So when Jesus said, when you pray. So that means the more, the merrier.
Yes.
The more, the blessing, the better for you and me.
Yeah.
So it is part of our life. Just like we eat from time to time, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner for your physical strength, how much more that you need prayer morning, afternoon, and evening for your spiritual walk.
And even the more, the better.
The more, the better. You have a long prayer, 20 minutes, and you have the 5 minutes one, and you have the one sentence one.
Okay.
And God accepts all that.
Yes.
So you can pray just by singing. And that's why we encourage people to congregate. We encourage people to hear the word of God.
Mm.
Because if you can't read, at least you can hear. Because the word of God can come to you through reading and through hearing and through sharing, through singing. They are so, you know, our God is a simple God.
Yes.
To simple people. He's just too simple. God is just too simple. He tried to bring heaven on earth to us.
Hallelujah.
So we can have a relationship.
Yeah.
Imagine, he's the king of all kings.
Oh, hallelujah.
And he's the Lord of all lords.
Yes.
He is the creator of the universe. And at the same time, he wants to be your friend. That's how simple this God.
Yes.
And you can approach him through prayer.
And he's accessible to you.
Hallelujah.
You know, just this morning, we sent out a notice on prayer. Like for the ministry. And I know New Methodists, you know, you're not new to this. I think about 2 to 3 years ago, every year, there's a cyclone approaching. And a few times we were out of the, you know, a country, in another country. Once we were in Israel, another we were in New Zealand. When that advice comes, you know, through that there is going to be a cyclone. And the automatic thing that we do, I will send out a notice for prayer. To our mission base, everybody just go prayer. Whole church will just go on a corporate prayer to pray against this cyclone, to save our nation and save its people. And this morning, I was reminded, posted again on the bulletin. I don't really like, yeah, I know you need to know the weather bulletin, but I read it, okay, I know it's coming. I don't want to know the details because I don't want that to happen. And I'm always ignorant of the fact it's wrong, but in the spiritual element, I just want to focus on God. So this morning, one of my friends posted again. So I sent it to one of our team and I said, okay, put it out. And I know after, you know, the power in the word, 9 and 10, every family is supposed to be praying that. And 6 to 7 tonight, prayer. So we believe that when we come together in a corporate prayer and agree and say the same thing to our God, wouldn't our God turn?
Oh,
wouldn't his ears hear?
Hallelujah.
Wouldn't he do
praise
something? Obviously, he will do. He will do something. So today we send out a notice to prayer, for us to pray. I mean, it's still approaching. We have tropical depression approaching, rain never ending. Some places have been flooded. Even though it's not affecting you or affecting us living here in Central Division, maybe in the Northern, there are some people being affected.
Yes.
And it's always right, you know, as a Christian or as a person who know or who love God, that there's somebody out there, either wet, dripping wet, or the flood waters have come through their home and they don't have anywhere to stay. For me, that is, I can't live with that. And even during the cyclone, I remember one of the times it was really, really, I don't know which cyclone it was, I think it was Winston, when we were sitting on this house, Winston. We prayed the whole night. We continued to pray. And in the midst of it all, you know, we were being battered with strong winds, water coming through the house. Never did to crack one of our glass. But I was more concerned for people out there that they had no place to stay, you know, looking around. And prayer is very important because not only you're talking to God for yourself, you're talking to God for other people around you. You're talking to God to benefit others.
Hallelujah.
So as you do that in whatever element of prayer, it automatically takes you to another level. School children, like I have my grandchildren sitting here with me. Class one, we have kindergarten. We have Kayla who wants to do Holy Communion earlier. And we have different levels of children here. So when you have younger siblings, younger children, very young, you teach them just to say the basic things. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I am alive today. Jesus, I'm thankful. I'm grateful for my family. Just for them to be, to be grateful and say something to God. And even some of us, you're listening in today, like you don't believe in God either. And when you have your food, it's normal for most house. But we don't want to, we are not here to condemn your home or to say it's wrong. But we would like to encourage you. Just
say
for 2022, say something.
Yeah.
Before you eat, just
tell
say
God,
something.
Thank you.
Say, Lord, thank you for this meal. I know you can afford it, and we know that it's your money. But just tell him, Lord, I thank you for this meal. Because you know what? This God can make anything happen, and he can do anything to happen. And no money on the face of the earth, there's no wealth and no strength can sustain your breath of life for another day. But he can. Because we can have it all good, but he can take away the very thing that we love. And that's him. He doesn't do it because he wants to do it. He does it for us to know and realize that he exists and he lives. So back to prayer. It can be very basic as a food prayer or a meal prayer. It can be very basic before you go to sleep, a good night prayer. Or it can be a good morning prayer. Or it can be any other prayer. But
Hallelujah.
You need to take prayer as part of your life from today. You have to take it from today. And please set aside a time that you need to pray. And as you do, get your Bible ready and get your list. Have your journal. Now, for this year, please, I would like you, I've sent it too many times to HQ staff, too many times to the ministry. I will say it again. Look for a book. I call it a prayer journal. The 20 cents one, they sell it at Shop and Save anywhere in Fiji. 20 cents. I write that. Sometimes it sounds so simple or it sounds too basic, but I tell you, it's very powerful. Or if you have a diary, even use your diary. And if you have a prayer, for me, I love a prayer journal. I don't like diary because it's limited. Like that day, it's only one day for me, page. I don't like that. Like it's very limited. I rather keep it for my meetings. But for writing, I love the prayer journal because it doesn't limit me for writing through the pages. And these are the ones for America. If you're logging in today, you can get it from Ross. It's about $2. And it has all the Bible verses written in it. It comes as journals or comes as diary and comes as writing notes. And it's only $2. Even for Europe, you have that available for $2. Even for New Zealand, I found those books. So look for those books because it's very inspirational. You already have the Bible verses already written on it. And every page, as you write every day, the Bible verse is standing out in your face. For Fiji, we're quite limited. We don't have this kind of thing, available, elsewhere. But maybe you have the Christian bookshop. But please pick a book and make it your 2022 and have that book and write it down and itemize every day you approach God. You write your list. Write in red if you want him to read it proper and write it in red if you want yourself to be reminded. You treat it like this is your book, Go with your book. Walk with your book and write with your book. Whatever that you have, whatever that you desire, whatever you lack, whatever you're spending, whatever your mortgage, whatever that you are, aspiring for, write it in the book. In whatever elements, write it in your book. I always teach my grandchildren. They have a small notebook. At the front, you have your daily prayer. At the back, you have your long-term things you aspire for years to come, tertiary study, whatever that you want for your future, write it right at the back. In the middle, your short-term things you want, but you know it's not going to happen now, but you write a short-term. Some of their short-term prayers are being answered. Three of them are going in for driving lessons. One of them will be getting his test on the 28th of January, for this month. So those are the short-term. They write their list, and it's coming to pass. So write your list and believe that this God, he listens to prayer. He inclined his ears to listen to prayer. Because according to Isaiah 55:6, he said, call on me while I can answer and seek me while I can be found. And that is God talking to you. Call on him while he is near. And by calling him, how do you call? Prayer. How do you call prayer? Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call on me, and I will answer. And I will show you miraculous things that you know nothing about. What is that call? It's not the sound. It's not the voice. That's prayer. The call is the prayer. And you call through your voice and you call through your heart. You can say your prayer without saying anything, being silent, but you pray from your heart. And you pray from your heart and match it with your mind. It can be very simple. Say, okay, Lord, change the weather. You know, I don't really need this weather now because I need to be dry. I don't have an umbrella. It can be very simple. But this God, he looks after the very thing that is very insignificant and he takes it to the very highest level. Prayer is the key and prayer is powerful.
Before we have our Holy Communion, Jesus' life was signified by prayer.
Amen.
Most of the time, he's either teaching, visiting, or prayer. He can pray from the afternoon right up to midnight. He can pray from night right up in the morning. Most of the time, he spent it in prayer. When I read through the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John,
Amen.
His life is very connected to prayer. Especially after miracle, any healing for that matter. After that, he will go and pray alone. So prayer is something that you draw your power from,
Amen.
Your source from. It's like a connection between God and you. That line, you can say that is a prayer line.
Amen.
That until you connected, until you pray, then you are connected to God. God is sitting in heaven. God is in heaven. But because of your prayer life, you can access to him.
Hallelujah.
Regardless, wherever you are. Remember, Jonah prayed from the tummy of the fish in the middle of the ocean.
Amen.
God's still here. Daniel prayed from the lion's den. And Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they pray from the middle of the fire, middle of the flame, and yet God still answers.
Amen.
They pray from the desert, they pray from the mountain, they pray from the foreshore, they pray in the middle of the storm, in the middle of the ocean, in the middle of the night, yet God still answers prayer.
Amen.
It is very important for us to understand the importance of prayer. And it's not something that you can say like presenting a tambua or presenting a semisemu. No.
Amen.
It's just too simple. A few words, just open your heart and you talk to God.
Amen.
Even when you pray for your food on the table, normally you can do maswango, aturana samasulagi na kakana, waro wakangataki, nidengu ni maswakro, kandimbulagi na ngwekimani, wakosaranga, kimami maswene adaitisi. Lord, thank you for the food.
Amen.
Nourishment to our body. In Jesus' name, we pray. All those things. Lord, about to drive to work. Thank you, Father God, that you look after the engine, the car, and also the drivers that are driving on the road. All those simple, it's very simple.
Amen.
What we're sharing today is very simple, practical Christianity. And we're encouraging you. Prayer life is a must.
Hallelujah.
We can all go to church, but we are missing the key. The key element is prayer, fasting, and the word. And we encourage you this morning. As we talk on prayer life yesterday, on last week, we pray on the prayer life. We also pray, we also talk about faith. And I believe it's something that we need to take it very seriously. We must take it very seriously as we come. This is another prayer life.
Amen.
When we partake
Holy Communion.
Holy Communion, the bread represents his body. And also, the wine represents his blood. It's also a prayer. Hallelujah. And as we stand together today.
Yes. We would like us to come before the Lord today. I will ask Elijah to help us with a worship song today as we partake our Holy Communion. And for 2022, wherever you are, whatever that you do, if you're far away from the seawall or far away from the riverbank or far away from the mountain, choose the moment for you to approach the Lord in prayer. Last night as we had our devotion, one of my daughters spoke up and then she said, you know, whatever that we do in life, I will see or I see in everything that is happening around us. It's no other thing but God. And I was sharing them last night. It's very important that every day, the length of your prayer is not important. Nambalawini no mumasu esengso tidimbindi. The intent of your prayer, the purpose of your prayer, and the heartfelt genuinity of your prayer that comes from your heart, that is the key. You need to approach God with the genuinity of your heart that you really need it from God. And even for the parents that are listening to me today or listening to us this morning, you have your children very rebellious. You cannot control your children. And they may not be living with you. They may be studying overseas or they may be living elsewhere. Prayer is very important. As you pray, God will work wonders wherever your children are. And even as a couple, if one of you have walked away from your relationship and you cannot have a control over it, or when somebody is having extramarital affairs, prayer is key. Because whatever prayer you say, you are standing boldly in the eyes of God. So it's no longer your doing, it becomes His doing. Yes. So take this moment and take this time. Whatever that you have that on your plate, school children, couples, family, let us approach the throne and come together in agreement this morning. We will ask Elijah to lead us with a song, and then we will partake our bread this morning. And believe that God is there with you. Let us all sing, Your name is power. This morning, Father, we are about to partake the Holy Communion, and we pray for everybody that are tuning in today, whichever family that they are tuning in from, Father, and whichever part of the country. We commit all unto good hands. They have their heart pleading before you. They're standing ready before you. They can't wait, oh Father, for you to hear them and listen to their hearts cry today. We commit as they partake this Holy Communion, increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom for them to believe that you are their God. Father, we pray and we commit this hour and give us the Lord Jesus' strength and encourage us, oh Father, to continue to seek your face and to believe in your name. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I will invite all of us to partake the bread. Please take the bread. And also, let's partake the wine.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we commit the bread and the wine remember your flesh and your blood over our lives. For the people all around the universe in the global, oh Father, they are tuning in today, coming before you, exalting you, praising you, worshiping you, and believing in the power of your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We receive, oh Father, that you will work wonders into their life. You will answer their prayer. You will increase, oh Father, their faith and sharpen their wisdom and help them, oh Lord Jesus, to strengthen their prayer life today. We receive the conviction of your Holy Spirit for them to know that there is power in prayer. They can stand before you and pray for anything. They can stand before you and come in agreement as a couple. Come in agreement as a family.
Amen.
You'll bring it to pass. us. Father, you will bring them healing. You will bring them, oh Father, answer to their heart's cry. Whatever that is impossible for men, Father, that is possible through prayer. And we pray, Father, and we commit all of them unto good hands today, because we believe that you are their God and there is no other God like you. Father, we commit this hour, we commit this time, all the prayer requests in the prayer box has been collated from the visa need, from the sickness, Lord Jesus. Those that are tested positive tuning in today, Lord, we commit their lives unto your good hands, oh Father. And we receive healing to their bones, healing to their marrow, healing to their blood, and healing, oh Father, into their system. We receive that, oh Father, by the power, the authority of your blood this morning. Every sickness, oh Father, we nullify and cancel. Oh Lord Jesus, by the power and the authority of your blood this morning. Lord, we commit to you, Lord Jesus. Everybody that are sitting before you, family problems, rebellious children, broken homes, broken marriages, oh Lord, we commit them all unto good hands. Some of them are pleading with you on their schoolwork, the school children. Watch over them. Even for businesses, oh Father, that are struggling, we commit it unto your good hands. Some of them, oh Father, are standing before you. We pray and we commit them to your hands, oh Lord, that you will bless their businesses, you will help them, oh Father, guide them through, give them the wisdom, oh Father, and the counsel for them to manage well and rise to another level of achievement. Father, we come before you. Some are still inspiring or desiring, oh Father, to start a business. We pray and we speak blessings, oh Father, open over their lives today, oh Lord. Father, we come in agreement today because we stand on the power of prayer and we are praying before you as a church all around, oh Father, globally today. We are coming in agreement and we also pray against the tropical depression that is approaching Fiji, oh Lord. We pray against it, we approach it, we nullify it by the power of your blood and the authority of your name, Jesus. Father, you're going to sustain our people, you're going to watch over our nation, Lord Jesus. Father, we commit to you and we pray with everybody else that are sitting on their needs today that we may not have mentioned. We come in agreement, coming to pass, believe it happening because you say so, because you will make it so. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Sa somoti nandinaw eh. Naman na sere. Kanda nga ba roti yung mga indo na sere ni mga kapiminaka. Hallelujah. Wherever you are.
Tinadinaw ang sanala lamay na nachi suturanga boko na gumula kereka ang sere na sere mo kalay bayaw mukalo sa Jesus sa boko na
is so good. Shake the hands of the person next to you in your family, and please take yourself to take your seat again. Well, we still have some time. Our team didn't let us know that we were going on until midday, but we still have some time on our hands, and we would like to thank God for this extra time. I'm trying to get their attention to try and tell me, you know, how far to go, where to, but thank God. We still have a fair bit of little time with us today. Like what I said, we have been sharing on the prayer. God said we have been emphasizing on the fasting, and that's the cue that we want you to walk into 2022 with this year. So all the lists, you may say to yourself, okay, God didn't answer any of my prayer lists for last year. Well, give it a try for 2022. And check, review your prayer life, your fasting, and also your reading of the Word of God. And first thing that you must do as a believer, you must check the fellowship or check the friends that you have around you, because it's very important. Natamata kurati kwa politiko bimbi balete ronira koti kona dota nene banoa ronira kote levi na numuba kambota ron talanga nira vakavela vela taka na numubu leni vekele vatikena turanga. Very important, the fellowship you keep around you. So as a priority for you to check, we've already spoken about the basics. We will go into detail as and when we come in every Sunday. But for today, for your takeaway, you need to check the people around you, the kind of people you fellowship with, because they become, you know, your mentor. Whatever they share, you can grow from them. Yesterday, we were blessed with Rosie Lesumbula sharing all the way from England, a 17-year-old student, studying in a college 2 years now, and studying, aviation engineering. And one thing that she shared yesterday on that Proverbs 27:17, that the iron sharpens iron. And I was really, you know, inspired by her sharing yesterday. And she mentioned that, when she went into school, it was noticed from, her instructors that she walked around from group to group. And she said, what I was doing, I was trying to gauge which group. And if I go into this group, I try and take what I can learn from. I take the good things. I learn, okay, this is good. I can learn from it. Something that she shared yesterday, she said, I'm very mindful of the people that I keep around me because I learn from them, or they inspire me, or they become my mentor to take me to another level. And that is very important. I mean, that comes from a 17-year-old. What about you? How old are you? And check the people around you. When you know that you are in the company of people that takes you into trouble. The company that you keep around you, some friends in your school, they are not very good friends in terms of very good, they don't have the characters of a good person to empower you to be better. Or they take you, some of your friends, they will come and say, okay, try smoking, or try drugs, or try this liquor, if you try this drink. You know, this hot stuff is really nice. Those are the kind of friends that you need to review for this year. Because when you do that, you end up in trouble. Are some things that you never used to do, or you have this rebuff with your parents because of the friends around you. And sometimes you earn so much money, you write your list, you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to be achieving this. And then come that year, you don't. Why? Because you're hanging out with friends, it's either you go club crawling, or you're doing other things, that your finances are going haywire, and you're not focusing on what you have in place, on what you have desired to do. So that is your cue for you to take with you for 2022. Are they dreaming with you? Do they support your dream? Or they are dream killers? Whatever that you dream, if you say to yourself, okay, I can do that, or I can buy a house, or I can buy a car, or I can go back to study, I can achieve that. Do they say, okay, you can do it because I can do it with you, or it can be done? Or do they say, no, no use, you don't do that? Are they your dream killers, or they support your dream? So back to the basic. With those three basic, that's the key for you to take with you from today. It says in Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruits at the right time. Whatever he touch, he shall prosper. And that is the benefit of the fellowship that you keep around you. If you check other people that they don't help you, please your cue. It's not that you hate them. It's not that you don't like them. Yeah, you may face some rebuff, and they will tell, okay, you want to be holy, holy. Or you want to say that, or you want to do that. You will get some of those things. But the decision is yours. Would you like to stay the way you are being complacent, or would you like to say to yourself, 2022, I've had enough of this loser life. Mm. I'm going to be a winner for 2022. I had enough of losers, and I had enough of not paying up my bills. I don't know what to do with my life. My mortgage is overtaking me. Well, make a decision for 2022. Check your fellowship, check your friends, check the people around you, and about the things you hear. Because it goes back to the Bible, you know, in the Word of God, that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. What are the things you hear all the time? It's not that you're going to be in church all the time, but what about the people around you? What do they talk about? And if they talk about good things that help you, and then it becomes a learning experience for you, by all means, congratulations, that's really good. But if you know that the things they talk about, it's either they're talking about somebody, you know, people who talk about people, move away from them. We can talk about things that can be improved, but when you talk about people, don't do that. Walk away from it. You talk about the things of God. You talk about things that can help, edify, encourage, and also words of wisdom to help somebody else. Yes, you look and say, okay, you know, that person is really nasty. Oh, this person did this to me. Yeah, everybody else have those kind of experiences, but don't dwell in it and don't focus on it. It's one of those things that happened. Okay, you know, bygones be bygones. Let it to be on the sideline. But you focus on the positivity. You focus on the Word of God. You focus on your life and say to yourself, 2022 is going to be a great year for you. So do all those check system that you need to do with you and look through your checklist, because this is the beginning of the year. There's a lot of things that you can do. And by achieving the greater things that is ahead of you in the year, you need to start crossing all those T's and putting the dots on those I's now. So begin now. I'll give you some tungaselevo all the more just to encourage you moving forward what to do practically for 2022.
The Bible says, Proverbs 37:17.
Eh? Amen.
Iron sharpens iron. You need to be in the place that you are challenged. When you are staying with the wood, you will remain like a wood.
Amen.
You stay with the coconut, you will remain like a coconut. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron. That
Amen.
Means you in a place that they challenge you. They give you good competition.
Mm.
And the king is talking to the people, King Solomon, because Proverbs is written by him. So he's encouraging us to be careful where
Amen.
You fellowship, the people around you, the people that they uplift you and give you challenges
yeah.
for good life, for good page, for good standard. That you don't become stagnant wherever you are.
Amen.
It'll be very easy to become stagnant. And if you continue to stay in a place that you are not challenged, how can you grow? How can a good team become good? Go up to another level. Challenge good teams so you become good.
Amen.
If you want to go to more education, then you do subjects that that are above you. You don't do the subjects that you already done 2, 3 years, 4 years ago.
Mm.
You move forward all the time. That is the meaning of iron, serpent science.
Amen.
And for us, as I come to close this this time that we have, as for us, we have the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, sometimes we want to hear the Word of God that is pleasing to our ears.
Yeah.
We want to hear the Word of God that brings just blessings, good things, good tidings. But the Word of God sharpens you. That means you need a file for your knife or for your axe or whatever you use to
Amen.
Be sharpened.
Yeah.
It will be sharpened by the iron. And only the Word of God is the iron that can sharpen you.
Hallelujah.
The more you hear the Word of God, because there's no other man, there's no other lecturer, there's no other professor, there's no other doctor that is above God. Or is equal to God.
Amen.
So the iron that we need, according to the King Solomon in Proverbs 27, verse 17, that iron, the iron that is the Word of God, sharpens us.
Amen.
So when we go back to the Word of God, prayer and fasting, you are sharpened. God will tell you what you don't want to hear. God will tell you your weaknesses.
Mm.
Because we don't want to hear our weakness. We don't want to hear our failures.
Amen.
We don't want to hear those kind of things. We want people to exalt us, to please us.
Yes.
And most of the time, we turn away from the iron of God. And that's why we are blunt. We are not sharp enough in our life every day.
Amen.
We are not sharp as a wife. We are not sharp as a husband. We are not sharp as an employee. We are not sharp as a supervisor. Because only the word of God will give you the sharpness for you to discern. Ekabikada. Nomunibo say dina gineva ang merara maginusa.
Amen.
Kembali nungu bisingin mataka. My future and the things that yet to come, I can only discern through the word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
The word of God revealed to us the unseen thing. Unless we have the word of God, we are walking in darkness. And that's why we call the word of God iron.
Amen.
And the iron will sap another iron. And if we want to become a godly man, a godly woman, a godly family, a godly nation, then we need the word of God. We
Hallelujah.
Need the word of God.
Amen.
But it's so sad that most of the time we turn away from the word of God. In any nation, in any country, the least that they focus on is the word of God. And that's why the whole world is struggling to deal with criminal activities.
Amen.
We are struggling to deal with criminal activities because we remove the very iron that will sharpen us.
Amen.
To deal with the criminal activities. Talk about drugs. No, it goes from strength to strength. Strength to strength. You talk about killing and murder. It's going from, you know, just like watching movie. No, why? Because we are missing that iron. Because that iron can sharpen us. And when King Solomon is talking about iron, sharpens iron, I believe it's about the word of God to sharpen us.
Amen.
We will become a good knife, a good material, a good vehicle, a good person that God can use. Because we are sharpened by the iron. Iron sharpens us. Na kaukamea, and na wangataranga, na kaukamea. Ano kaya yung bale-bale? Balitong daba, na kaukamea, sa ikaw na puso ni Kalu. Siyang atalindo ay nasibita na kaukamea. Kendaro na kaukamea laylay. Na kaukamea, puso ni Kalu, the big kaukamea, and na wangataranga, na kaukamea, kalilay. So we are the small iron, and the word of God is the big iron. Totumata nga, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Peter, upon the big rock, and then you will be used as a small rock. God of our nation today, the more that we share in our different churches, all the Taltala will be speaking the same thing. Word of God, word of God, word of God, word of God. It is our duty to take the word of God and kania, mama, tiloma, kanimultamu, o kwe sa bagambote na mose nikalo, kadakaba, sa totobatakin doon na bale. Same as a person building his house upon the rock.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, the flood will come. And the wind will blow. And the things that will challenge will come your way. Sino niya doon tarawa? O tarawa lang dali ni nuku, so tarawa lang dali ni batu. Na dangilamba na lang amay. Na uwaloka na lang amay. But where you build your house upon,
Amen.
That's the main thing. The main thing.
Hallelujah.
Ni vanga tari kenda tiko na koko men si mina niko ni kero mai tini tiko na yawa mina kango and people say ba bini mina kina pagale bua na turanga vuna thabo ba rong mai kina.
Hallelujah.
Kotu na tiko kero tarabale lai na fasting kero tarabagale vuna prayers yango sa mai tari tiko ngo na mose ni kero iron sapan iron. The iron is the word of God. Romanga na mose ni kero emimo ewai. Na posse ni kalo e kakana.
Amen.
Posse ni kalo e no muisule maruiko. Posse ni kalo e no muvale. Posse ni kalo e zina. Posse ni kalo e no muisele wawo. Everywhere in the Bible, they mention the word of God as a tool or as something to help you to move forward.
Hallelujah.
Without the word of God, this planet will not come to pass. This universe will not come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Even you and me will not come to pass. Everything was framed by the unseen. What is the unseen? Word of God. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. Everything that we can see was framed by things that you cannot see.
Yeah.
What the things that we cannot see is the word of God. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm
going
to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say, I'm going to say,
Amen. And thank you for joining us today. I'll just give a quick summation for yesterday, children that are listening today. If you didn't join us for the youth standout yesterday, one of the one of the panelists, he mentioned the key to success and the key to his achievement is honoring his parents and also remembering his humble beginning. And that is the summation we had yesterday. Like we mentioned, the two ladies who actually mentioned 17-year-old, and we were really blessed with the, also in the panelists, we had one of the school teachers. And out of all her sharing as a school teacher, he shared about his sons. And Jordan, if you're listening today, oh, that's so powerful, your testimony yesterday. And these two sons of his, I'm sharing this, come to a closure of our service today because you may be sitting on one of those things. These two little brothers, one of them qualified to be in kindergarten, one doesn't. One qualified to be in class, one doesn't. But she fought, and that comes to prayer and also faith of Auntie Lydia, continuously going to the head teacher, wanting the younger one to, you know, be included. He doesn't know his 1, 2, 3, doesn't know his numbers, he doesn't know his colors, he doesn't even know his ABC. But she continuously did that and continued to come home from work and teach him. And as we speak today, not only when they had the exam, he qualified. He went for the interview, qualified for class one. And not only that, when he went into class one and the exam happened, he came third. And now, on the year two, he is the captain of the class. Not the one that qualifies, but the one that is unqualified. And that is Jordan for you. And the faith of prayer and fasting. So back to SP Philip on what he shared yesterday. He is now living in Auckland, nicely, happily married to Auntie Anna with three beautiful children there in Auckland. He mentioned yesterday his salary sits about 170,000 New Zealand.
New Zealand.
So in Fijian conversion will be about 200 plus. And with that, and he was mentioning that the basic of honoring his parents. You remember the good old days of Saturdays being taken to the market, watching over the shopping, you know, for his mom. Way back here in Fiji, all those honoring his parents and also remembering his humble beginning got him to where he is today. Not only in the physical world that he's positioned, but also in the church. He's one of our senior pastors way back in Auckland and North Shore. Two zones he's looking after, Auckland and North Shore, as well as a virtual zone.
Amen.
So there is a few things that I just want to bring to pass today and to mention it.
Amen.
Because if you haven't or didn't join us yesterday, I just want to say these words to be an encouragement to you. If
Amen.
It has happened to somebody,
can happen.
It will surely happen in your life. Whatever that you're sitting on and say, no, it will not happen, but it can happen. You know, Jordan's case has proven that it can happen. Not just by knowing the Word of God and believing the Word of God and fasting and prayer. Anything and everything is possible. And if you want achievement in that level as SP Philip, well, very basic, honor your parents. Thank you, Auntie Nina. You have such a, you're blessed. Your womb is blessed with your sons. Because they love God, and you know, it's just so amazing. And he honors his parents. He remembered the good old days. He said, we didn't have much. He mentioned a bit yesterday, he went to a school that everybody being dropped off in cars. His parents never owned a car. And he always felt that he lacked in so many ways, but that was just God. The simplicity of it all, honor your parents' children and respect them. Ephesians 6:1. When you honor your parents, not only all will go well with you, you will live a longer life.
Amen.
And that is your cue, children that are tuning in this morning, as well to all the parents on what that we do to our children. The blessing is there as we do because they are given to you and you are the greatest custodians that God has trusted. So on that note, we come to the end and we would like to thank you for joining us.
Yes.
All over the world, globally. For the 10:30 God of Our Nation today, we would like to take this time to say thank you so much for being part of our service, and we look forward to have you back with us next Sunday at 10:30. Well, if you have nothing doing today, at 3 o'clock, we'll have another program live from 3 to 4 o'clock or 4:30. So if you have nothing to do, you can join us. And also for my TV, throughout the day, for Sunday, there's always a ministry or an element of sharing of the Word of God. If you don't belong to a denomination, today is the day to worship God, and you can join in any program. On that note, Vinaka Bakalevu, all the way from Lot 3 in the Sekola Road in Lodala Beach Estate, Suva, Fiji, we say Vinaka.
Naloma levo ni kalou, naloma chisu Kristo, dauni betumberi na elomu ni nalotamu. Nizinguwa ni mamimbula ni kuwa ni mataka, maadho maingo, vula maingo, embaki ni mbula kwa ni klasavo, iyo mekakua saranga ni mundo.
Amen.
So from here, we say, God bless you. Have a Sunday afternoon in Jesus' name. Amen. It's above God or is equal to God.
Amen.
So the iron that we need, according to the King Solomon in Proverbs 27, verse 17, that iron, the iron that is the Word of God, sharpens us.
Amen.
So when we go back to the Word of God, prayer and fasting, you are sharpened. God will tell you what you don't want to hear. God will tell you your weaknesses.
Mm.
Because we don't want to hear our weakness. We don't want to hear our failures.
Amen.
We don't want to hear those kind of things. We want people to exalt us, to please us.
Yes.
And most of the time, we turn away from the iron of God. And that's why we we are blunt. We are not sharp enough in our life every day.
Amen.
We are not sharp as a wife. We are not sharp as a husband. We are not sharp as an employee. We are not sharp as a supervisor. Because only the word of God will give you the sharpness for you to discern.
Amen.
My future and the things that yet to come, I can only discern through the word of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
The word of God revealed to us the unseen thing. Unless we have the word of God, we are walking in darkness. And that's why I mentioned the word of God as a tool or as something to help you to move forward.
Hallelujah.
Without the word of God, this planet will not come to pass. This universe will not come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Even you and me will not come to pass. Everything was framed by the unseen. What is the unseen? Word of God.
Amen.
And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. Everything that we can see was framed by things that you cannot see.
Yeah.
What the things that we cannot see is the word of God.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today. I'll just give a quick summation for yesterday. Children that are listening today, if you didn't join us for the youth standout yesterday, one of the one of the panelists, he mentioned the key to success and the key to his achievement is honoring his parents and also remembering his humble beginning. And that is the summation we had yesterday. Like we mentioned, the two ladies who actually mentioned 17-year-old. And we were really blessed with the, also in the panelists, we had one of the school teacher. And out of all her sharing as a school teacher, he shared about his sons. And Jordan, if you're listening today, oh, that's so powerful, your testimony yesterday. And these two sons of his, I'm sharing this, come to a closure of our service today because you may be sitting on one of those things. These two little brothers, one of them qualified to be in kindergarten, one doesn't. One qualified to be in class, one doesn't. But she fought. And that comes to prayer and also faith of Auntie Lydia, continuously going to the head teacher, wanting the younger one to, you know, be included. He doesn't know his 1, 2, 3, doesn't know his numbers, he doesn't know his colors, he doesn't even know his ABC. But she continuously did that and continued to come home from work and teach him. And as we speak today, not only when they had the exam, he qualified. He went for the interview, qualified for class one. And not only that, when he went into class one and the exam happened, he came third. And now, on the year two, he is the captain of the class. Not the one that qualifies, but the one that is unqualified. And that is Jordan for you. And the faith of prayer and fasting. So back to S.P. Philip on what he shared yesterday. He's now living in Auckland, nicely, happily married to Auntie Anna with three beautiful children. There in Auckland, he mentioned yesterday, his salary sits about 170,000 New Zealand.
New Zealand.
So in Fijian conversion, will be about 200 plus. And with that, and he was mentioning that the basic of honoring his parents. You remember the good old days of Saturdays being taken to the market, watching over the shopping, you know, for his mom. Way back here in Fiji, all those honoring his parents and also remembering his humble beginning got him to where he is today, not only in the physical world that he's positioned.
I am. And if we want to become a godly man, a godly woman, a godly family, a godly nation, then we need the word of God.
Hallelujah.
We need the word of God.
Amen.
But it's so sad that most of the time we turn away from the word of God. In any nation, in any country, the least that they focus on is the word of God. And that's why the whole world is struggling to deal with criminal activities.
Amen.
We are struggling to deal with criminal activities because we remove the very iron that will sharpen us.
Amen.
To deal with the criminal activities. Talk about drugs. No, it go from strength to strength, strength to strength. You talk about killing and murder. It going from, you know, just like watching movie. No, why? Because we are missing that iron, because that iron can sharpen us. And when King Solomon is talking about iron sharpens iron, I believe it's about the word of God to sharpen us.
Amen.
We will become a good knife, a good material, a good vehicle, a good person that God can use because we are sharpened by the iron. Iron sharpens us. Na kaukamea and na wangataranga na kaukamea. Ana kena imbali bale. Bale to lava. Na kaukamea si kwa na posunikalu. Siangatal nindu ay na sibita na kaukamea. Kendaru na kaukamea lay lay. na kaukamea, wasa ni kalau, the big kaukamea, and the banga taranga, na kaukamea, kalilai. So we are the small iron, and the word of God is the big iron. Tutu matanga, Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Peter, upon the big rock, and then you will be used as a small rock.
Auckland and North Shore, two zones is working after. Auckland and North Shore, as well as a virtual zone.
Amen.
So there is a few things that I just want to bring to pass today and to mention it.
Amen.
Because if you haven't or didn't join us yesterday, I just want to say these words to be an encouragement to you. If
Amen.
It has happened to somebody,
can happen.
It will surely happen in your life. Whatever you're just sitting on and say, oh, no, it will not happen, but it can happen. You know, Jordan's case has proven that it can happen. Not just by knowing the word of God and believing the word of God and fasting and prayer. Anything and everything is possible. And if you want achievement in that level as S.P. Philip, well, very basic, honor your parents. Thank you, Auntie Nina. You have such a, you're blessed. Your womb is blessed with your sons because they love God. And, you know, it's just so amazing. And he honors his parents. He remembers the good old days. He said, we didn't have much. He mentioned a bit yesterday, he went to a school that everybody being dropped off in cars. His parents never owned a car. And he always felt that he lacked in so many ways, but that was just God. The simplicity of it all, honor your parents' children and respect them. Ephesians 6:1. When you honor your parents, not only all will go well with you, you will live a longer life.
Amen.
And that is your cue, children that are tuning in this morning, as well to all the parents on what that we do to our children. The blessing is there as we do because they are given to you and you are the greatest custodians that God has trusted. So on that note, we come to the end and we would like to thank you for joining us.
Yes.
All over the world, globally, for the 10:30 God of Our Nation today, we would like to take this time to say thank you so much for being part of our service. And we look forward to have you back with us next Sunday at 10:30. Well, if you have nothing doing today, at 3 o'clock, we'll have another program live from 3 to 4 o'clock or 4:30. So if you have nothing to do, you can join us. And also for my TV, throughout the day for Sunday, there's always a ministry or an element of sharing of the Word of God. If you don't belong to a denomination, today is the day to worship God, and you can join in any program. On that note, Vinaka Bakalevu, all the way from Lot 3 in the Sekola Road, in Lodala Beach Estate, Suva, Fiji, we say Vinaka.
Naloma levo ni kalou, naloma chisu Kristo, da univetumberi na elomu ni nalotamu. Nithingu wani mamimbula ni kuwa ni mataka, maadho maingo, vula maingo, embaki ni mbula kwa ni klasabo, iyo mekakua saranya ni mundo.
Amen.
So from here, we say, God bless you. Have a Sunday afternoon in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we'll be speaking the same thing. Word of God, Word of God, Word of God, Word of God. It is our duty to take the Word of God and kania, mama, tiloma, kane voltamu. O kwe sa wangambote na mose nikalo, kada kaba, sa toto batakin do na bale. Same as a person building his house upon the rock.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, the flood will come and the wind will blow. And the things that will challenge will come your way. Sino ni ndio tarawa? O tarawa lendel ni nuku, so tarawa lendel ni batu. Na zangilamba na longamai. Na uoloka na longamai. But where you build your house upon,
Amen.
That's the main thing.
Hallelujah.
Ni vanga tarikenda tiko na kokomen, simi na niko nikero maitini tiko na yawo bina kongo. And people say, bafini mina kina pagali buwana turanga. Vuna thabo barong maikina.
Hallelujah.
Kotuna tigo kero tarabale la ina fasting kero tarabale una prayers yego sa maitari tigo na mo seni kalo iron sapan iron the iron is the word of God romada na mo seni kalo emimo ewai na mo seni kalo e kakana mo seni kalo e no muisule maruiko mo seni kalo e no mubale mo seni kalo e zina mo seni kalo e no muisule wau everywhere in the Bible they mention the word of God as a tool or as something to help you to move forward.
Hallelujah.
Without the word of God, this planet will not come to pass. This universe will not come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Even you and me will not come to pass. Everything was framed by the unseen. What is the unseen? Word of God.
Amen.
And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. Everything that we can see was framed by things that you cannot see.
Yeah.
What the things that we cannot see is the word of God. And I'm going to say, Mimi, Kina Mose Nikolo, Ninda Rabbi Kina Mose Nikolo, Iko Rabbi Dono, Iko Tundono, Iko Rabbi Zaratunga, Viko Kina Mose Nikolo, and Singa Binaga Nikolo.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today. I'll just give a quick summation for yesterday, children that are listening in today. If you didn't join us for the youth standout yesterday, one of the sharing, one of the panelists, he mentioned the key to success and the key to his achievement is honoring his parents and also remembering his humble beginning. And that is the summation we had yesterday. Like we mentioned, the two ladies who actually mentioned 17-year-old. And we were really blessed with the, also in the panelists, we had one of the school teacher. And out of all her sharing as a school teacher, he shared about his sons. And Jordan, if you're listening today, oh, that's so powerful, your testimony yesterday. And these two sons of his, I'm sharing this, come to a closure of our service today because you may be sitting on one of those things. These two little brothers, one of them qualified to be in kindergarten, one doesn't. One qualified to be in class, one doesn't. But she fought, and that comes to prayer and also faith of Auntie Lydia, continuously going to the head teacher, wanting the younger one to, you know, be included. He doesn't know his 1, 2, 3, doesn't know his numbers, he doesn't know his colors, he doesn't even know his ABC. But she continuously did that and continued to come home from work and teach him. And as we speak today, not only when they had the exam, he qualified. He went for the interview, qualified for class one. And not only that, when he went into class one and the exam happened, he came third. And now, on the year two, he is the captain of the class. Not the one that qualifies, but the one that is unqualified. And that is Jordan for you. And the faith of prayer and fasting. So back to SP Philip on what he shared yesterday. He is now living in Auckland, nicely, happily married to Auntie Anna with three beautiful children there in Auckland. He mentioned yesterday his salary sits about 170,000 in New Zealand. So in Fijian conversion will be about, what, 200 plus. And with that, and he was mentioning that the basic of honoring his parents. You remember the good old days of Saturdays being taken to the market, watching over the shopping, you know, for his mom, way back here in Fiji. All those honoring his parents, and also remembering his humble beginning, got him to where he is today. Not only in the physical world that he's positioned, but also in the church. He's one of our senior pastors away back in Auckland and North Shore. Two zones he's looking after, Auckland and North Shore, as well as a virtual zone. Amen. So there is a few things that I just want to bring to pass today and to mention it. Amen. Because if you haven't or didn't join us yesterday, I just want to say these words to be an encouragement to you. If Amen. It has happened to somebody, it will surely happen in your life. Whatever that you're sitting on and say, oh, no, it will not happen, but it can happen. You know, Jordan's case has proven that it can happen. Not just by knowing the word of God and believing in the word of God and fasting and prayer. Anything and everything is possible. And if you want achievement in that level as SP Philip, well, very basic, honor your parents. Thank you, Auntie Nina. You have such a, you're blessed. Your womb is blessed with your sons. Because they love God, and you know, it's just so amazing. And he honors his parents. He remembered the good old days. He said, we didn't have much. He mentioned a bit yesterday, he went to a school that everybody being dropped off in cars. His parents never owned a car. And he always felt that he lacked in so many ways, but that was just God. The simplicity of it all, honor your parents' children and respect them. Ephesians 6:1. When you honor your parents, not only all will go well with you, you will live a longer life.
Amen.
And that is your cue, children that are tuning in this morning, as well to all the parents, on what that we do to our children. The blessing is there as we do, because they are given to you, and you are the greatest custodians that God has trusted. So on that note, we come to the end, and we would like to thank you for joining us.
Yes.
All over the world, globally. For the 10:30 God of Our Nation today, we would like to take this time to say thank you so much for being part of our service, and we look forward to have you back with us next Sunday at 10:30. Well, if you have nothing doing today, at 3 o'clock, we'll have another program live from 3 to 4 o'clock or 4:30. So if you have nothing to do, you can join us. And also for my TV, throughout the day, for Sunday, there's always a ministry or an element of sharing of the Word of God. If you don't belong to a denomination, today is the day to worship God, and you can join in any program. On that note, Vinaka Vakalevu, all the way from Lot 3 in Sekola Road, in Lodala Beach Estate, Suva, Fiji, we say Vinaka.
Naloma levu ni kalou, naloma chisu kristo, dauni betumberi na elomu ni nalotamu. Nizinguwa ni mamimbula ni kuwa ni mataka, maadho maingo, vula maingo, embaki ni mbula kwa ni klasavo, iyo mekakua saranya ni mundo.
Amen.
So from here, we say, God bless you. Have a Sunday afternoon in Jesus' name. Amen.